Hello, photography lovers. You are listening to the Fashion Photography Podcast that is provided to you by the gorgeous producer, George, and me, your host, Virginia. I'm a fashion advertising photographer with more than 12 years of experience in the industry, and every Wednesday, I'm here with a guest. And every other Friday, I'm giving you some little tips and tricks. And you have probably seen the title of today's episode, so you know that we'll be tackling the 10 mistakes that keep you away from your very best editorial. I receive more and more DMs by people asking what is wrong with their editorial. And to be honest with you, there is not always a specific thing that you can point just in the photos. Sometimes they are absolutely gorgeous, but the reason why they are not successful in front of magazine editors can be very different. And today we're going to go together over all of the things you need to keep in mind before making your next editorial come true. Because most of the time, the internet will tell you that you have probably chosen the wrong team. But you know that my path have showed me that I had to test a lot of people in order to find the perfect team for me. And in order to test those people, you actually have to shoot with them. In my personal opinion, the fact that you don't have the right people should not stop you from advancing your portfolio, because if you have to shoot, well, this project can definitely become part of your portfolio, so it's best to take every chance. So the first thing that I'm going to point today is that maybe your best editorial is not coming up simply because you're always postponing and finding excuses. I know that if you're in the beginning of your career, it might be hard for you to find the right people. And even if you're not a starting photographer, but you struggle to meet the ends, maybe you don't have all the money that you want and you still don't have the equipment of your dreams. But the truth is, you can always rent, and this way it's going to cost you less. And if you cannot find a member of your team, maybe you can stick to just beauty editorial and not necessarily making the fashion editorial come true. But still, step by step, you're finding the right people and you're creating more and more, which means that your portfolio is expanding. But above all, your knowledge to handle specific photography situations is also expanding. And I personally believe this is the most important part of your journey. So stop finding excuses and just do this photo shoot, because this is the very first step. In my opinion, the second super common reason for all the editors to be frustrated with your editorials is that you've got too many changes, man. Like, you've got three different hairstyles. On every second photo, there is different makeup. And on top of that, you've got black and white images, you're changing the lights. And even if you've got amazing images, the thing is, they don't look cohesive. Your editorial is not supposed to look like you've made it 10 different days with 10 different models, right? You've got to have something in common. Maybe you can keep the same hair, or if you've planned a lot of changes in the hair, maybe you can keep the same makeup or keep the lighting the same. Just make sure that you have this line, this little something that will connect all of the images together. And for a magazine editor, that is the whole thing, which brings us to the next point, which is, I don't know, maybe number three, maybe number four, who counts? Anyways, the point is that your editorial might lack a story. And you have to remember that creating an editorial is very different from creating a lookbook. A lookbook is all about the clothing. An editorial is about the story, actually. So you kind of cannot skip that. In my personal opinion, there is a very strong commercial side to most of the editorials, because of course, if we talk about super dreamy editorials, it's obvious that the viewer won't associate themselves with your model. The psychology behind these editorials is completely different, but if we talk about something relevant, like for example, one of the very common topics in most editorials, people on a party. You have to bring this feeling of a party. Maybe there is something going on. Maybe she is coming from her work and she has to change up a bit in order to fit the party and things like that. I mean, there is supposed to be a story, and the viewer is supposed to associate themselves with your main character. This is the selling point. This is the thing that will bring the attention of every magazine editor. So you've got to keep that in mind. Having a storyline is super important. And let's go to starting with an idea. You cannot just turn up on a photo shoot and be like, well, let's see what's going to happen today. Especially if you're at the beginning of your career, I really encourage you to have a specific idea before going on set, because this is going to make everything so much easier for you. Of course, if you already have some sort of experience, you will be more prepared to handle super difficult situations on set. And if everything changes, you will know how to tackle it. But if you're starting out today and you don't feel that prepared to improvise on set, make sure that you have an initial idea before even going on set. And of course, what is my advice always? Be prepared. Poor planning is one of the main reasons why most of the editorials are failing inevitably. So as I'm always saying, do your homework, prepare. Now you've got the idea, you have the storyline, because the idea is clear and all you have to do is plan. For example, if you haven't checked the weather, do it today. If it's cold weather, we've got a whole podcast on how to shoot in cold weather, so go and check it out and be prepared for your next photo shoot, because this is super important. While we're talking about preparation, another thing that you have to do before the photo shoot is to create a mood board, and you know how important this is. We've talked about mood boards before, and this is the thing that will unify your whole team ideas, and it will help everyone to vibrate on the same frequencies. So make sure you have mood board. You can use Pinterest, you can do Google Sheet, you can do whatever you want. The most important part is that your whole team have seen the mood board and that there is one. So make sure to prepare it before the photo shoot. Another big pet peeve can be, now that you're so prepared, you're not willing to improvise. If you're like, we've got to do this, I've got it on my mood board, just remember that you're not all alone. So take ideas from your teammates and definitely be open to improvise on set, because sometimes improvising can bring so amazing results. Things that we're just not able to predict, and we just have to try in order to see. If it's working, perfect. If it's not, it's okay. You've got a mood board, so you're covered. Another problem that you might have is that you want to copy someone else's work. The problem is, if this person is well known, probably we've already seen those photos. So a little advice for me, something that will help you to keep it clever and also to have unique work, is that if you're struggling to find an idea, just try to combine the ideas of several people so that you will have your own spin of all these ideas and it's not gonna look like you're a copycat. I think this might help you to get out of the hell when you've got no ideas. At least I hope it will. Next problem, you don't know where to stop. And you've selected like 5 gazillion images and you just want to send them all to the magazine. And that is truly a problem. Because to the magazine editor, this is going to be a sign that you're not really aware what's working and what's not. And let's be honest, they're not going to look at so many images. Just try to make it nice and enjoyable process for them. So don't send them the same image in black and white and the same image with a little bit of a difference in the movement or a little bit different expression. Just be sure to find the right photos that might work for this specific editorial. And if you're not sure how to choose them, you can always ask a friend, or you can just post several of those images in our Facebook group, Fashion Photography Lovers, and people will help you to choose the best ones. Usually, you'll see fashion editorials between 10 and 12 images and beauty editorials between 6 and 8. So better try to keep around these numbers. And if the editor of the magazine wants something else, they won't be afraid to ask for more images, so don't worry about that. Talking about magazines, by the way, I've seen that some of you are really afraid that you haven't found the right magazine, and That's the reason why you're not making the editorial yet. But sometimes when you're starting out and you're still at the very beginning, it's kind of hard to say which magazines will fit your style, right? So it might be easier for you to just see the final result and then decide, or maybe even ask someone about their opinion on what's the right magazine for your photo shoot. Because knowing and creating your style, it takes time, so you cannot do it overnight. And if you're not very sure what type of style do you have, it's not a crime, don't worry. Just try to make reality whatever pleases you and then see where it's gonna fit. I think we already passed the 10 mistakes, but there is one final thing that I wanna share with you. A big mistake that I see from photographers when they create their editorial is that once they're done with the editorial, they don't go back to it to see what's working and what's not, and they just don't analyze it. And you know how important analyzing your work and also other people's work is. I would definitely encourage you to do it. Yes, it might be a little bit nerve-wracking, but the truth is, this is the fastest shortcut to make sure that your work is progressing. So don't forget to analyze your work. And if you're not sure how to do it, we've got a podcast about it and it's linked in the show notes. You can check it out today and start analyzing yours and other people's work tomorrow. Whenever you're done with your next editorial, come over to our Facebook group called Fashion Photography Lovers and share it with us. If you're struggling with it, again, tell us. Don't be shy. Just join the community and be one of us. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. And don't forget to come back again on Wednesday when we'll be talking all about marketing. I cannot wait to see you on Wednesday.